Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Camp Aloe Hum has established an international reputation as a different kind of music festival. The punters still party, the bands still play, but it's not at all like the big day out. We sent Saha Lone to investigate.
A musical festival held outside of Bulls has rebranded this year alongside some of its major acts. I went along to Campus Aloe Hum as part of the class of 2010.
Quite happy with this. We've got Jens Leekman, didn't really realise that he was coming, which is pretty awesome. Ruby Sons are back, which is really cool, and Shows the Rainbow's back, I'm pretty excited about that, and Dodos, which was the big one that kind of had a hint that they would be here.
This is Merrick Long from the Dodos. We're from San Francisco. It was cool being here all day. Like, usually when we get to a festival and play, we don't really know, like, what sort of thing we're going into. but we got here today and we were walking around and kind of saw, like, what the vibe was. And we could tell that people were going to be enthusiastic or drunk or whatever they needed to be. Well, we're going to be here for the rest of the festival, which is nice. And then we play like two more shows or three more shows in New Zealand.
Aloe Hum also operates as a record label run by Ian Jorgensen, who is known as Blank. He selected the musicians and venues for the fourth year running. The festival has grown more than triple its size since 2007, and Blink says he would like it to become more like some of the larger festivals he has been to abroad.
It wasn't going to be a small little ramshackle festival forever. It was kind of going to slightly grow up, but yet it was still going to stay true to its roots, you know. It was still going to be the same thing that people knew, but it would also, you know, just start to blossom a little bit, you know. And I mean, Off Festival is the biggest festival in Poland. I mean, it's like, you know, it's bigger than Big Day Out. Well, oh, maybe not. It'd be about like 20 or 30,000, you know. But I mean, it's awesome, you know. Except, you know, there's no intimacy. There's nothing like this, you know. You know, Creepy Teepee in Czech Republic's like a month-long like arts and music festival, and it's really awesome, you know. But I just felt all of them had lost a connection between the bands and the people at the event, and that's something that I've worked so hard to get, that I won't book a band if they just turn up for a day. You know, like if it's international, how big are they? You know, like Dan Deacon is performing four times at this event. You know, he just came up and asked me about 1 hour ago to do another thing. He's going to referee the basketball finals tomorrow, and you know, and he got here early. He's hanging out the entire time. He's going to hang out, you know, probably the day after we finish. And I mean, you know, people like that. You know, Dodo's here for the entire 3 days. You know, that people who I want here. You know, actually hang out with people, hang out. You know, not just stay in a hotel room, come and play the show, then leave. You know. It's not what this means about.
Some of the acts included second-generation talent from New Zealand's best-known musical families. I found Don McGlashan's daughter camping with her bandmates and mother.
I'm Pearl McGlashan, I'm in Bandicoot and I'm from Auckland.
Yeah, I'm Iona Winter and I'm band mum to Bandicoot and I'm from Auckland.
I'm Daniel McBride, I'm from Bandicoot and I'm from Auckland.
We didn't get to sleep till like 5 this morning because there was a DJ playing, and they maybe have had 3 or 4 hours sleep and they're up and did a show this morning, which I think... Actually, one other mum approached me and said that was the better show for her.
Your dad, has he been much of an influence on you as well to kind of get
it? He's great. He's really encouraging and proud. But other than that, he's just been good kind of in terms of mentoring us on the way the business works and how to kind of look after ourselves and, you know, keep doing what we're doing, pretty much.
I'm Liam Finn. I'm playing bass for Conan Moccasin, and I'm from Auckland, but I haven't been back in New Zealand for ages, so this is always makes me feel welcome home. Hey, well, yeah, I'm actually living at home again with mum and dad, which is quite a nice experience, actually. They still ask where you're going every time you go out, but it doesn't matter. They actually probably come along, if anything. Last year, yeah, I had to sort of tell everyone I wasn't playing for the first couple of days because it was supposed to be a secret, and it was kind of hard because everyone kind of could tell I was lying. But it was nice to sort of keep... Dad just turned up 10 minutes or 20 minutes before we went on, and then me and my brother and him played a set of both of our songs. And yeah, it was a really amazing. It was the first time we'd done that, so it was a really amazing experience for us. Everyone has that look in their eye like, oh, are you not playing? But actually, I'm a bass player this time. I'm playing with Conan Moccasin, yeah. So it's going to be fun, actually, to be in somebody else's band.
And watching from the side of stage at Conan Moccasin's show was Wellington musician Luke Buddha with his son Noah.
I can just attest that Moses loves Conan, and he thinks that Conan, Moses was, well, he doesn't anymore, but he used to think Conan was a kid. I think it's the sneaky, sneaky dog friend song.
Oh, yeah,
you know, that appeals. What's the other one that you like? Do you remember? No, camp is over for us. We've got to go back to Wellington. But to be honest, they're at the end of their tether anyway. They've done well, but if you push them past a particular limit, you're in trouble.
Some of the acts on the lineup were not recognisable. I spoke to a few artists who were performing under new monikers.
Okay, my name is Fraser Austin. I play in Fraze, previously played in Fraze and Bree, and I am currently playing the Shocking Pinks, and I am from Christchurch. I mean, it started as just me originally, and then I got Bree involved, and then I just wanted to do it by myself a bit, so I could be a bit nerdier about it, maybe. There's a lot of improv involved, and Nick knows the songs, so he can kind of craft them as he goes, where 3 minutes, songs over. With Shocking Pinks, it's like 17 minutes, songs over. So it's quite different, so it's, you know, it's got its own challenges, but it's fun.
My name is Ryan McFrun. I play in the Ruby Suns and Sina, and I'm from Auckland. Ruby Suns is my main thing, and I play with my friend Bevan in Sina, and it's more electronic, Sina, a little bit more ambient, and sometimes less focused. But the Ruby Suns is more like a straight pop thing, I guess. So a little bit more focused. But yeah, we try and be fun and energetic and upbeat.
Pop Strangers, a three-piece band who describe their music as erratic pop, have been busy playing since forming a year ago. They've played at the Big Day Out and Rhythm and Vines this summer. I asked the frontman, Joel Fleiger, how they compared to Camp.
I'm having much more fun down here than I have at the other two. But, yes, we haven't played yet, so I don't know what it'll be like playing. I mean, like, because when we played at Big Day Out and Rhythm and Vines, there was, like, no one really around to watch us because we played so early. But, I mean, it's good how everyone here just, like, goes to the stages and watches the bands and everything and has a good time. Because at the festival's, like, I don't know, there's more of a crowd there that kind of just don't really know what, like... Especially Rhythm and Vines, with people that just didn't even like care what they were going to see or whatever.
And like any other camp, there were plenty of stories to go home with.
Yeah, I looked up and all my friends were covered in flecks of phosphorescence and I thought it was coming from the sky, and then I looked over and then there was someone biting a glow stick and it was dribbling down their mouths and their whole mouth was lit up with glowing and was splashing it all over us. It was fun.
I might as well tell you about Orchestra with Spheres. They were totally amazing. I've heard there are like a bunch of guys who hang out at Happy in Wellington and they all play homemade instruments, so the lead guy was playing a biscuit tin and they had a theremin, and I can't actually describe all the instruments.
And the lady was playing a saw, but it wasn't
that was
like
great.
That, you know, when people play a saw, it was like it was like and she was singing along to a saw.
It was beautiful.
And the cool thing about them is that they met in New Zealand and they formed a band to play at Camp Aloha.
Saha Lone reporting there from this year's Camp Alohum, and that's our show for this week. If you want to hear anything that was on this show or past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie, and thank you to New Zealand On Air.